Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. We're not live, I'm taped. But I'm alive while I'm taping it. It's all about the issues of aging. In fact, it remains California's single best resource for the issues of aging. And has for 20 years on KFBK, wrapping up our career here. A little bit more time to go. The station has asked me to stay on for a little while. I've agreed to do that. Because I owe them everything, and it's going to be a little while, but we're, you know, wrapping up our time here. Not going away, not going out of business, not doing any of that kind of stuff. Going to change my format a little bit. Remember the whole free lunch thing? Well, that's about to end here. I'm going to be restricting my practice to 2 people a week, maybe 3. There will be specific criteria for people to come in and see me, and people who are serious about this. Let me get some stuff out of the way here before we forget. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what they're doing. And let me tell you what, folks, that's my own personal opinion. That's getting harder to find. Even people I used to think could do this, I'm not now so sure about. So it's becoming harder and harder to find somebody that I have confidence in. But I'm not an attorney, but I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've come to know pretty much what's needed when it comes to long-term care planning. And don't confuse that with estate planning. Estate planning is what happens to me after I die. Long-term care planning, frailty planning, is what happens to me when I don't die. And who can do the things that I need to have done and all that kind of stuff. And if you sat in my office for 20 years, if you sat in my office for a week, you'd understand that the documents you get from a lot of people that deal with what happens when I die are woefully inadequate from the documents and planning that you get from me, pardon me, when it comes to dealing with the issues of aging. Let me give you some contact information and some upcoming workshops. I have I had 2 workshops yesterday for women only. They went really well. And my last workshop for women only is tomorrow evening, Monday the 19th. Monday the 19th at 6 p.m. And it's almost full. So there's still a chance for you to get into a workshop that's for women only. And then my next regular workshop is scheduled for the 31st of this month. And I'll talk more about that later. But tomorrow night is my last workshop just for women. Long-term care is a women's issue. It has been since I've been doing this. Nobody pays attention to it as such. But it really is. You've heard the statistics. I'll give you some more today. But first, sorry, I have to kind of drink loudly. Otherwise, a dead air alarm goes off. But it really is a women's issue. And we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. Remember, I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction or request. I've been doing that since 2004, 15 years I've been doing that. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I don't do taxes. And remember, everything I talk about is my opinion only and should only be taken as my opinion, never as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. So if I say something about some, it's my opinion only. It really is. So if I tell you that I think the best nursing home in town by far is College Oak, and if I tell you that I think the best assisted living in town by far is Aegis of Carmichael, if I tell you that I have people who are caregivers that I think are really, really, really good, that's my opinion only. If I tell you that a lot of care agencies do not have your best interest at heart, they're in it for the commission because all care placement agencies get paid a commission by the facilities they put you in or they recommend to you. I don't get any kickbacks or payments from anybody. So when I refer you to some place, it's because I think they're the best. Most people don't know that it, you know, if a care agency refers you to Acme or Shady Acres Assisted Living, they're getting paid anywhere from 1 to 2 times the rent as a commission. Most people don't know that. Most people don't know about the chairs and how this all works from the time you go into the hospital to the time you come out, to discharge planners and contracts that hospitals have with different nursing homes and different rehab facilities. And I don't have time to go into that, folks. I've been trying to go into it for 25 years. But there is something, a couple things I want to bring your attention to today. And this half hour will be repeated in the second half hour because I think it's important. And I don't want to talk about things unless they're important. I had somebody come to me the other day who, has a house and there's some property and there's other property and some of the relatives are living in the property. And one of the parents, the last surviving parent, has started to lose it. And as usual, when they left my office, they wanted to go think about it. I haven't heard from them since because nobody ever comes back. And the reason nobody ever comes back when they say they're going to think about it is because nobody ever defines what it is. What are you going to go think about? You think your parents going to get better? Do you think that the person living in the rental for free, one of the children, is suddenly going to become magnanimous and allow the family to sell it and cut off their gravy train? What is the it you're going to think about? Are you going to think about that dad's Parkinson's is going to get better, or that mom's wandering is going to get better, or that grandma's forgetfulness is going to get better? What is the it you're going to think about? So as a result of that, I'm not going to take clients anymore who want to think about it. If you're serious about this kind of stuff, then I'm going to take a maximum of 3 clients, new clients a week on. For those people who are serious about it, then I'm going to take them on as clients. The people who want to think about it, who can't make a commitment in the first 5 minutes of an interview that this is serious, then I don't want them as clients because they're never going to be clients. They're never going to do anything. They're going to continue to put mom and dad at risk. I had somebody call me yesterday. APS showed up at the door. And they said, well, why did they come? And I said, because you didn't do anything. And because somebody turned in, well, I don't abuse my mom. I said, I know you don't abuse your mom, but guess what? You don't have anything that says you can take care of your mom. And as a result, there's a social worker at the door who you turned away. Guess who's coming next? Because everybody thinks this is going to get better. Everybody thinks somehow they're going to escape. And folks, you're not going to escape this. You're certainly not going to escape death, and you're not going to escape getting older. And your mother and Poppy and Grammy and Grampy and whoever it is, your sister Tilly, are not going to escape getting older. They are not going to escape becoming more frail. No one is, including me, including my spouse, including whoever. All of my parents and grandparents, all of my wife's parents and grandparents are dead. We have each other, our children, and a couple of brothers and sisters, and that's it. All the rest are gone, and most of them went through care facilities before they died. No one escapes this, and if you think you're going to escape it, then don't listen to this show anymore, because it's of no use to you. It really isn't. If you say, what is this guy talking about? I don't get it. I'm not going to get old. I'm not going to ever let that happen to me. I would never, ever put my mommy in one of those places. I would never. Then you don't have to listen anymore. But if you're an actual human being with a brain and you look around you, you will see that this is happening all around the world to everybody. When I do a workshop, I'm going to go, I speak to groups and organizations all the time. I'll come and speak to your group or organization. And I walk, it doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter if they're a Rotary, a library society, a group of college students. It doesn't matter. I used to do some lecturing at a junior college here in town who had the best, at one time, not anymore, but at one time had the best geriatric department on the planet Earth. By far. And when I would lecture, these would be people in a junior college, and they're learning how to be geriatric caregivers and all that kind of stuff. And I'd say, how many of you now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? And everybody raised their hand. If I go to a Rotary Club and say, how many of you now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? Everybody raises their hand. If I go to a computer club at a rec center, which I've spoken at, I've spoken to 1,000 groups, folks. Everybody raises their hand. But some of you sitting out there today are going, well, it ain't going to happen to me, Bob. I'm not going to let it happen to me. It's going to be car off the bridge into the river time. It's not going to happen to me. Yes, it is. And when it happens, it's more devastating than you can ever plan for or imagine. I hope you all go read. Go find this article. Those of you that get my newsletter this week had a link to this article. And you have to read it. I'm just telling you, go read it. Seriously, do something productive today and go read this. Watching golf is great for going to sleep by, but read this. And it's in the Wall Street Journal, and it's in the Wall Street Journal is the only paper in America who deals with this stuff. Seriously. It's one of the reasons I take it. I take the print edition. I read the print edition every morning with my first cup of coffee. And then I have the digital version so I can stay updated on this stuff. But this is from Tuesday, August the 13th. That's like a couple days ago. And the article is on page A15. Find it and read it. If you don't get the Wall Street Journal, pay to read it. If I had the time, I would read it on the air. The title of the article, it's back in the opinion section, is called "A Peaceful Death Far From Home." When you read it sitting in a chair, read it alone or with someone you love only. Don't read it while driving down a road. Don't listen to it on books on tape or whatever. Read it. And do it alone. Do it alone, because this article, this piece, I'm not even going to tell you who it's by. Just look up "A Peaceful Death Far From Home" and read it. Sit down and read it. And then understand that if this hasn't happened to your family already, it's coming. The ghost of Christmas past, future, and whatever are coming. And they're going to come for your family, and they're going to come for your loved ones, and you are not going to be ready. You think you're ready, but you're not ready. That's why two-thirds of all middle-income boomers, this is from a recent study, two-thirds of all middle-income boomers are providing care for a parent, while 17% are providing care for their spouse, partner, or parent-in-law, and most family givers, one-third of family caregivers are also using their own money to pay for a parent or loved one's care. Nobody gets out of this alive, and nobody gets out of it unscathed. You can keep listening to this show with a jaundiced eye and a jaundiced ear and say, the guy, he blathers on and he goes on and on and on about this stuff. But, my mom is fine. No, she's not. Your mom's getting older and your mom's going to be in Depends pretty soon. And your dad's going to think that it's okay to go to the bathroom in the lounge chair. And your grandma's going to forget where the bathroom is. And your grandpa's going to walk out into the room naked one day because he forgot he was supposed to get redressed. Those are only some of the nicer, icky things that you're going to get to deal with. So, for three serious people a week, you can call me or you can email me. I'm going to set up a special number for those people to call me back on after they become clients, and they won't have to go through the regular number. They will have a special number to get a hold of me. So three people a week, maximum, who are dead serious about making sure that their family is prepared for this. When I tell you 500,000 families a year are rendered impoverished by the cost of one person going into a nursing home, I'm not kidding. Do you know what that means? That means they've lost everything. I know somebody in, I don't want to get too topographical here, but really close to me, geographically, that they're spending $150,000 a year. And they have been for 3 years paying for their parents' assisted living. You do the math, and I'm not kidding. I'm not making up the number. It's not a joke. I had a client that lived in assisted living. Her husband began to develop dementia. He couldn't stay in the apartment with her because he just couldn't for lots of reasons. So they rented the apartment next door and put in 24-hour-a-day care for him in the apartment next door. I'm not going to tell you how much it cost. You take a guess. And by the way, the children were helping to pay for it. If somehow you think you're going to escape this, you are making a serious mistake. If, however, you understand that this is serious, and if, however, you say, wait a minute, I really want to make a difference, then you're listening to the right place, because this is it. There is nobody more skilled, more qualified, or been doing this longer than your humble host. There is nobody who's been talking about this on the radio longer than I have, certainly in California and maybe nationally. There is probably no one in California who has done more Medi-Cal cases than I have and been involved with more families than I have. It's been a long time, folks. So if you're serious about not becoming the next victim, or you can go to all the other people out there who are supposed to, you can go buy a book, you can go listen to a TV personality who will sell you a trust kit, you can go do whatever you want to do, and at the end of the day, it's going to blow up in your face. 80% of the clients I see have already been to someone else who either messed up or told them they didn't need to worry about it. So if you've decided, you have a couple choices. Number one, if you're a woman and you're concerned about this issue, you should be signing up for my workshop tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at my office. You can go to you can call me or go to my website. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or 800-999-8007 is my number right here in Sacramento. Yeah, I know it's an 800 number, but you'll get me. You only get me. You don't get an employee. You get me. You call somebody else, you get some secretary at a desk who doesn't know a thing. You call me, you get me. You have to decide. And then if you're not, again, the workshop tomorrow night is for women only. If you're a guy or a couple and you want to come to my next workshop, the next workshop you can sign up for is the 31st of August. Also, we'll be at my workshop and my office in Sacramento, also limited to 12 to 15 people. You have to decide. You can become one of the two or three who are safe, who are protected, who can go to sleep at night knowing the house is safe, the money is safe, grandma's safe. We've got the best level of care we can. We've made the wisest decisions we can. We've thought things through. Or you can be those people who go to somebody else, take somebody else's advice, and then come back and see me 3 years from now or 4 years from now when it all blows up. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I want to read you one little thing from this article, A Peaceful Death Far From Home. Go read it and find it. Her room makes her claustrophobic. The same four walls, the same TV. This she's talking about his mother. She is becoming increasingly confused and losing track of time. Her mind wanders more frequently now. She finds that her memories are vivid, real. Sometimes she can't tell if she's awake or asleep. This frightens her. They move her to a new room, less drab than the old one and larger. She has her own nurse now. There is a couch, and her children are spending every moment with her. She cherishes them, but is also embarrassed at being such a bother. Her confusion is getting worse. She is mortified to realize she is having bouts of incontinence. Her daughters help her because she is too ashamed to ask a stranger, even one as kind as her nurse. Even one as kind as a nurse. Sometimes she lies in bed and rambles in her mother tongue. Who in your family am I talking about? Sorry for the phone ringing. Forgot to turn the ringer off. Who in life? Somebody in your life is, that's happening to them as we sit here and speak. Maybe in the beginning stages, maybe in the ending stages, maybe wherever. But it's somebody in your life. Somebody in your life is making that decision as we speak. That's happening to them today. And someone in that person's life is having to make decisions without the right information. Well, you're talking to the right information. So tomorrow at 6 o'clock for women only, because long-term care is a women's issue, my office at 6 o'clock, you can call. I'll get you tickets. I'll get you directions. Or on the 31st of August, the 31st of August, I'll be doing a workshop in my office for anybody who wants to come. Or shortcut it and just call me and get in to see me. And the appointment right now is free. That's going to change. And I'm only going to take 2 to 3 people a week as clients. And only 2 to 3 people a week are then going to know for a fact that they're safe and secure and protected, and it's okay. You decide. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Write it down. Or go directly to my website and you can sign up. Assetsandaging.com. 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 You decide. Read the article I told you about. See if it moves your heart. It's called A Peaceful Death Far From Home. A Peaceful Death Far From Home. A Peaceful Death Far From Home. Wall Street Journal this week. Read it. And then tell me who in your family is that happening to. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Go to my website, give me a call, get to a workshop, become one of the 2 to 3 people a week that I'm going to develop a plan and make sure that at the end of your life, you're taken care of the way you want to be. What you worked a lifetime for is safe. The money is safe. The family is safe. Your house is safe. Everything is safe. And you've planned for the eventuality of long-term care in your family. If all you want to do is think about it, whatever it is, I can't help. If you're ready to begin to plan, make real plans for the reality of what's coming, give me a call today. Thanks so much for joining me here today. Assets in Aging, Affording the Future, 800-999-8007. Again, thanks for joining me. I'll see you at the workshop or next year or at my Wednesday podcast every Wednesday at noon on my website. See you later. Have a great day. Be good. Bye-bye.